Popsalongen. Popsalongen på P3.
For the fans listening, has your music changed since To Lose My Life was recorded?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've grown up quite a lot.
Yeah? In what way?
Well, we've, aside from physically aging, we have actually grown quite a lot. You know, we've grown about 3 or 4 years since then. But
musically?
No, I think our experiences, you know, from touring the world and playing together, and also the amount of music we've listened to over the last couple of years, I think it's really helped us to become more confident and ambitious musicians, and that's what we are on this record, I think.
Mm. So what kind of music inspires you?
Well, everything really. I think music in general. We listen to so much, like it's very hard to pinpoint anything in particular because it crosses genres and everything. But
yeah.
I think the first thing we did when we had any money to spend from being in a band was buy loads of music. I mean, our music collections have grown like 10 times since we started playing together.
And now you have your own flats to put your music
exactly.
collections in.
Well, I've built storage in my flat and I don't actually have enough room, I've realised now, which is really annoying me.
So, are you very handy? When it comes to building stuff?
I told someone what to build and they built it.
Ah, exactly. That's what you can do when you earn money from the
game. I painted my own flat. I did it all myself.
Yeah?
Yeah. I did a pretty bad job, but I still did it myself. So I'm proud of myself.
Now, your debut album went straight to number one. Did that put a lot of pressure on you? Did you think about that while being in the studio?
I think maybe it gives us crazy expectations for our second album.
Mm.
And we're sort of... It's made, especially me and Charles, quite pessimistic people. But no,
this is gonna be shit.
Yeah, we had no pressure when we were writing or recording. That was actually a really easy process, just because we hadn't done it for so long.
Mm.
And after touring for a year and a half, 2 years, I think we were ready to start writing again together, and we really enjoyed the process.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Now I watched a video to Bigger Than Us.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty dramatic, isn't it? It's like, I didn't really get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's
no,
about this young
many,
kid.
I don't think many people do.
I think
that's sort of the point.
It's a kid lying on an operating table or something like that.
Yeah.
Singing your song.
Yeah.
And then suddenly there's another kid then.
Yeah.
The chocolate bar.
It's sort of loosely based on the end of E.T. I don't know if you got that.
Yeah.
But the scenes are very, very similar, almost shot by shot. It's like the last 5 minutes of the film.
Really? I don't remember E.T. that well.
It's not the last 5 minutes.
Well,
it's 5 minutes.
It's five minutes within the film.
They haven't even cycled over the moon
yet.
Oh,
all right, okay. But
loads to go.
That's sort of where the imagery for that video came from. And I don't know, it's sort of... I have my own opinions of what it means, but I quite like that people argue on YouTube comments pages about the meaning of it. It makes me chuckle.
Now, you talked about actually having like more ambitions this time and being more confident. And Bigger Than Us, it's a big song. It's not just a hit, but the production of it, it's huge. It's dramatic as well. I think that will sound pretty good in stadiums.
It certainly sounds good live, that song.
Yeah.
It's been received very well. As has quite a lot of the record, actually.
Yeah.
And we've stepped up the live show as much as we can. We have an extra musician who plays this live now. So on the last record, it was 4 of us on stage, and now it's 5.
Mm.
And we spent a whole lot of money on getting new equipment and stuff. And so the live show is big. It's big. And I hope that... our fans in Oslo and Norway are looking forward to seeing it.
In February.
Yeah.
Because every time I hear that song, when the chorus comes up, I'm thinking confetti, I'm thinking pyro.
It should work for us. I think that sounds awesome.
Now, what was the inspiration behind the song?
Well, I think the good thing about when we were writing this album is a lot of the inspiration just came from... being in a position to be creative again, and it was actually just inspiring to not be thinking about playing shows and travelling and touring, and just to be, I don't know, to have all the opportunities in the world, really, that we could do with our music. We as Harry was saying, we didn't really feel much pressure at all. We felt excited to be writing and excited to be making music. But for that song, which came sort of halfway through the album writing, it was... It was a song where the lyrics were written before, and it's sort of about, I guess, quite emotional, and about when you're in a emotional state of mind, and there's nothing that can be done to help, you know, whether it's a medicine or just other people. It's you know, it's something that you have to work out for your by yourself, and yeah. And
then, no easy solutions.
No easy solution. Mm-hmm. And we turned it into a big rock song.